The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History.
This week in 1972, Yes released the album Close to the Edge.
Okay.
Changed only for a sight, the sound of space. Same teacher be there reminded of the rhyme. There'll be no mutant enemy, we shall certify. Political ends, our sad remains will die. Reach out as forward taste begin to enter you.
And You and I by Yes. It's from the album Close to the Edge, which was released this week in 1972. Other albums released this week include Neil Young's Freedom, released this week in 1989. Elton John released Goodbye Yellow Brick Road this week in 1973. This week in 1970, Led Zeppelin released Led Zeppelin III. This week in 1987, Bruce Springsteen released Tunnel of Love. And this week in 1980, Zenyatta Mondatta was released by The Police. Police off the album Zenyatta Mondatta. It was released this week in 1980, and Police frontman Sting was born this week in 1951. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1962, the Beach Boys released their debut album, Surfin' Safari. And in addition to the title track, it also contained their debut single, Surfin', which had been recorded exactly a year earlier, this week in 1961.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf.
This week in 1978, Dolly Parton posed for Playboy.
Yee-haw!
And this week in 1970, Janis Joplin recorded the well-known song Mercedes-Benz just 3 days before she passed away.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz. That's it.
Mercedes-Benz by Janis Joplin. Janis recorded the song this week in 1970, just 3 days before she passed away. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1947, Gene Autry released his classic Here Comes Santa Claus, proving that Christmas music in early October has been a problem for more than 75 years.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
This week in 1962, The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson debuted.
From New York, The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
And this week in 1982, John Mellencamp hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the only time with his hit Jack and Diane. It was the same week he celebrated his 31st birthday.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on.
scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women.
Kids doing best they can.
Jack and Diane from John Mellencamp. It was his only number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. It hit number one this week in 1982, the same week John celebrated his 31st birthday. Other birthdays for this week include Julie Andrews. She was born this week in 1935. Vaughn Monroe was born this week in 1911.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Richard Harris left the cake out in the rain this week in 1930.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Gwen Stefani was born this week in 1969. Undercover Angel Alan O'Day was born this week in 1940. Born this week in 1941, Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Born this week in 1945, Don McLean.
He was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die.
And born this week in 1943, Steve Miller. Thank you.
let's make some romance. You know the night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down to swing town. We've been working so hard. We've been working so hard. Come on, baby.
Steve Miller Band, celebrating a birthday for their namesake. Steve Miller was born this week in 1943. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.